The National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, better known as NASCAR, counts more than 75 million fans in the United States who follow these loud, action-packed, big-money events. In fact, NASCAR races have become the country's fastest-growing spectator sport. But it's a sport that relatively few African Americans have embraced, despite a history of black involvement in auto racing. More African Americans are being encouraged not only to come to the track, but to get into the driver's seat.
I mean, Jeff Gordon drove that thing down into turn three.
Annual attendance at NASCAR races is nearing 7 million, and a single race can easily draw well over 100,000 spectators. But the sea of faces in the stands is predominantly white.
For so long, for so many years, you know, I was one of those African-Americans that sat in the stand and in the pits with 250,000 people. I didn't see nobody on the track look like me.
In an effort to change that, Greg Calhoun, an Alabama businessman, developed Drive for Diversity, an initiative to get more minorities involved in the sport. He says NASCAR officials were enthusiastic when he approached them with the idea.
And they had open arms for me. You know, they said, hey, you know, go out and do it. We just think that you should include more than just African American. We think we should have minorities as a whole.
Drive for Diversity aims to broaden minority representation among racing crews as well as drivers, and is supporting new roles for women, who already made headlines in other racing circuits when Danica Patrick placed fourth at this year's Indy 500. But African Americans, perhaps more than other minorities, have long viewed the culture of NASCAR racing with suspicion. For one thing, in the American South, where most NASCAR races are held, some fans like to display the Confederate battle flag, which was flown by Confederate troops a century and a half ago during the American Civil War. Although many Southerners claim the Confederate flag is merely a symbol of Southern pride, African Americans see it as a symbol of racism, an echo of the black slavery that formed the foundation of Southern culture. NASCAR recognizes that, says Tish Sheets, the group's director of diversity.
NASCAR understands what an important issue this is in any area that NASCAR controls, whether it's in the garage area, on our cars, on the uniforms, anywhere that we control, including our licensed product, you will never see the Confederate flag.
But when it comes to fans displaying the Confederate flag, there is little NASCAR can do. Bill Lester, currently the top-ranking African-American driver in NASCAR, says he has noticed the flag, and while it isn't an issue for him, he recognizes that it does intimidate some fans.
I realize the flag is there. It's not as prevalent as it once was, but it's still there. But the fact of the matter is that nobody has taken a Confederate flag and waved it in my face and has made me feel uncomfortable or anything like that. They can endorse their history, their tradition, whatever. The fact of the matter is that it's been a very welcoming environment for me. I feel very comfortable whenever I'm in the garage area, whenever I'm interacting with fans. I've never gotten anything derogatory. And so I'm hoping to think that we can impress that upon most of these, you know, minority fans that are typically in the closet.
While African Americans may not be showing up in large numbers at NASCAR races, they do have a long history in the sport. That history is the subject of a new documentary film called Black Wheels.
The first black driver to start a NASCAR race was none other than Joey Ray, who raced at the Daytona Beach Highway Course in 1952. 9 years later,
filmmaker Byron Hunter spent 2 years on the NASCAR and other motorsports circuits researching and producing Black Wheels, which recently premiered here in Washington.
I didn't do this to educate African Americans. I did it to educate current NASCAR fans. I want everyone to know that there's a history. There's a history of diversity. I think it should be pointed out that one of the things that we saw in the documentary was that even in 1952, there was black driver in NASCAR, so obviously there was some diversity even then.
In addition to bringing that history to light, Byron Hunter says he wants to allow young kids to dream and see there is a future in NASCAR. That's something NASCAR wants too, says Tish Sheets, the group's director for diversity. Bringing more minorities into NASCAR makes the whole sport better, she says. Better competition, better business opportunities, better employment opportunities, and more fans. I'm Susan Loeb.
And here